Kansas wheat producers endured months, if not years, of persistent drought conditions this growing season. But when the rain finally started to fall, it brought another biggest challenge to the wheat production: weeds. Now, research from Kansas State University is seeking to help find new solutions to add to farmers' toolboxes as they battle the consistent and growing threat of post-emergent weeds. Weeds are a consistent problem with several different types and species that compete with wheat during the cropping system. When uncontrolled, research shows yields can take a 10 to 50% hit, depending on the density of weeds, how long they're present in the field. In addition to outcompeting wheat as it grows, weeds at harvest time can mean significant delays if spraying was required before cutting, challenges in battling weeds taller than the wheat, and difficulties at the elevator with dockage and having to dry down green weeds in the bin. Wheat producers have access to two production systems specific to grass and broadleaf control: Clearfield wheat varieties that pair with Altitude FX3 herbicide, and Coaxium wheat varieties that pair with the Aggressor AX herbicide. These two wheat production systems are powerful, but Dr. Mithila Hooglam, who leads the Weed Physiology Laboratory in the Kansas State Department of Agronomy, noted the importance of researching the next step in weed control and wheat to continue to provide additional options for wheat producers. To find the next addition to the weed control armory, Hooglam teamed up with Dr. Asif Mohammed, chief scientist for the Heartland Plant Innovations, and Dr. Harold Trick, a K-State plant molecular biologist with more than 35 years of experience in plant genetic transformation. The trio and their research teams sought to assess the wheat germplasm for tolerance to additional herbicides that can be used for post-emergent weed control in wheat. Their initial focus was on the tolerance to the selective herbicides, Laudis and Calisteo, both of which have been shown to effectively and efficiently control broadleaf and grass weed species, but neither of which are currently registered for use in wheat, either pre- or post-emergence. Support by funding from the Kansas Wheat Commission, Kansas Wheat Alliance, and the Kansas Crop Improvement Association, the three-year research project assessed existing varieties, experimental lines, wild relatives, and mutant lines for the herbicide tolerance to these two active ingredients. A large collection of germplasm representing winter and spring wheat, as well as mutant lines, were tested for their response to Laudis and Calisto under greenhouse conditions. The results indicate that, similar to corn, which is naturally tolerant to these herbicides, the WW1 and WW2 wheat genotypes can break down these herbicides into non-toxic form by activity of certain herbicide degrading enzymes. And the end goal of this extensive testing regimen is to identify exactly which genes help provide tolerance to these herbicides. Additionally, the team is also exploring CRISPR-based editing systems to pave the way to establish new herbicide-resistant varieties of wheat, the long-term aim of Juglam's research. These potential new lines of herbicide-resistant wheat still have a long time before they would show up in a seed catalog for producers to purchase and plant, but getting the groundwork right will result in even more powerful and targeted tools for producers. Learn more about the latest in wheat research and practice recommendations through Kansas Wheat RX at kswheat.com/wheatrx. With Kansas Wheat, this is Mary Marsh.